His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, yesterday in Region 1, they released information about a positive case for coronavirus in North Canaan. A family member of two elementary students tested positive for COVID-19. The affected individual has not been in the building. There's no close contact within 6 feet for 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period with staff or students other than those who live in the home. The entire family will remain at home in quarantine per CDC preferred guidelines. In a story in this morning's Republican American, First Selectman Curtis Rand of Salisbury said that town is in the final design phase for flashing beacons that will be installed at the crosswalk in the center of town at the White Hart Inn as well. The plans have been submitted to the State Department of Transportation. Selectmen have long been concerned about speeding vehicles going through that town and have sought ways to slow down vehicles. Rand acknowledged four parking spots, two on either side of the road, will be lost. Some residents may be bothered by that, he said, but the legislature requires that of all crosswalks. Rand said he's hoping the project can take place this spring. The town is also proposing a beacon on Salmon Kill Road at the bike path crossing, but the state does not have to get involved there because it's a town road. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont reported yesterday that people ages 65 to 74 should be able to start getting COVID-19 vaccine shots in mid-February. Disclosing the state's ongoing vaccination program is expected to open up this next group within 10 days following a tour of vaccination clinics in Waterbury. He cautioned the 10-day estimate depends on the supply of vaccine. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo announced expanded eligibility for people seeking COVID-19 vaccines, but some Hudson Valley counties are waiting for more information and help from the state before proceeding. Cuomo said earlier this week the state will allow local governments to administer the vaccine to restaurant workers, taxi or app-based drivers, and facilities that care for the developmentally disabled. That does not mean that people in those groups will immediately be able to get the vaccine, though, according to some officials. Berkshire County Sheriff's Office warns that scammers are using the office phone number in an apparent attempt to steal money from county residents. In a release yesterday, the sheriff said his department has received reports that community members are receiving calls soliciting bail funds. Those that were calling were impersonating an inmate and looking for bail money from a family member, end quote, according to the sheriff's office. They are starting. Hi, Grandma. The office said scammers were relying on spoofing, a technology that allows people to fool caller ID into displaying the wrong telephone number. The Massachusetts Dental Society Foundation will give Berkshire's $15,000 to expand access to dental care countywide. Volunteers in medicine in the Berkshires received that $15,000 grant. They're a Great Barrington organization that provides health care service through uninsured or underinsured income quality county residents. VIM is thrilled to be able to continue with this important program, which helps us provide high-quality free dental care to our growing patient base, according to the organization's acting dental director in a news release yesterday. Some meetings coming up in our area. Today, the Sharon Park and Recreation Commission is scheduled to meet at 6:15 p.m. Also today, in Sheffield, the Housing Commission to meet at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, at 6:30, a special meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The ABC Committee has a special meeting. That is coming up today at 6:30. The Town of Amenia Town Board meeting is being held tonight at Town Hall, first floor, at 7 p.m. Town of Ancrum Planning Board will hold a public hearing. That comes up tonight at 7 p.m. as well. All those meetings are remote. You have to check with the town websites how to get involved. The Passover guest, a virtual visit with the author Susan Cusill and illustrator Sean Rubin of the new book, The Passover Guest. It'll be held Friday at 4 p.m. It's via Zoom, put on by Oblong Books and Music and the Northeast Millerton Library. Go to anymillertonlibrary.org for more information. Chinese Calligraphy Workshop is happening February 6th in Pine Plains, the Pine Plains Free Library. To register or more information, go online to forms.gle or email the library at pineplainslibrary.org. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversations, Listening to Past Differences, will be held with facilitator Dr. Mary O'Neill in a series on Common Ground Conversations beginning February 7th, continuing the 21st and March 14th and 28th from 4 to 5 p.m. at the library. For more information, scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,723.60, the NASDAQ at 13,610.54, and the S&P 500 at 3830.17. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.